Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is November 12, 1952, and the title is Wild Bill's Double Trouble. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's Sugar Pop, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box. The cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Wild Bill's Double Trouble. Moms love Pops, kids love Pops, Pops love Pops. Moms love Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops because they're so delicious. And kids and Pops love Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops because they're crisp and crunchy and popped with sugar. That's why they're called Sugar Pops. Eat Kellogg's Sugar Pops in a bowl with milk or cream, the sweetening's already on them, or eat them out of the box by the handful as a snack. Be sure Mom buys the one and only, the genuine Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. One of the strangest situations ever to confront United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok was the one that found him chasing himself all over New Mexico. Wild Bill and his big faithful deputy Jingles were in Santa Fe after a hard day's riding. Jingles met the stagecoach to pick up the weekly paper, and right there on the front page was the amazing story that led through a cloud of six-gun smoke to Wild Bill's Double Trouble.
Well, this paper's only a week old. Real late news. Hey, what's this? Stagecoach robberies continue. Wild Bill Hickok admits he's stumped. Bill, you ain't told me about no stage robbers we're chasing. You keeping something from me?
No, partner. We're not chasing anybody right now.
Oh, we're not, huh? Well, what about this? Right here on the front page of this paper, it says so.
Says what? Let me see it.
Well, right there. I wouldn't have thought it of you, Bill.
Stagecoach robberies continue. Wild Bill Hickok admits he's stumped. That's funny, Jingles.
No, it ain't funny. Not one little bit.
This paper's a week old, and it came from Silver City.
I know that.
Where were we a week ago, partner?
A week ago? Oh, we were in Willow Gulch, Colorado.
500 miles from Silver City, New Mexico.
Huh? Then how'd you tell him anything? Smoke signal?
The point is, I didn't tell him anything. I wasn't there. We haven't been down in that country for years.
Well, doggone it, Bill. This ain't making sense.
Well, cinch up your belt, Jingles. We're riding to Silver City to make some sense out of it.
All right! All them jugheads to a stop, driver! It's a holdup!
He's alone, Shorty. Shoot him down.
That was his mistake. Now stop them horses! That's better. Now, if you don't want the same as your shotgun messenger got, throw down the box.
That's government gold, you low-down road agent. You take it, the first thing you know, you'll have Wild Bill Hickok breathing down the back of your ornery neck.
Hickok don't scare me. Ain't you read the Silver City paper?
What's that got to do with it?
Hickok admits I got him up a tree. He can't catch me because I'm smarter than he is. Now, throw down that box before I ventilate you.
There it is. Now, you just wait till I give Wild Bill a description of you. He'll grab you so fast you won't get a chance to even count that gold.
You ain't telling nobody nothing, you old coot. If that tin-horn Marshal Hickok ever meets up with me, he's gonna get more of the same.
Frank! Wranglers, here are three things that make a real cowboy. First, never break a promise. Second, be loyal to your outfit, to your mom and pop and brothers and sisters. Third, never forget your friends, like me, Panhandle Jim. Follow these simple suggestions, and you'll be a real sure enough cowboy. Of course, there are other things that are important, too. For one thing, eating a good breakfast is one of the best ways I know of to be a real cowboy. And by a good breakfast, I mean fruit, a big bowl of cereal, and plenty of milk. And make your breakfast cereal Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops for breakfast with milk or cream on top, or eat Kellogg's Sugar Pops like a snack right out of the box, because the sweetening's already on them. Kellogg's Sugar Pops pop with sugar. That's why they're called Sugar Pops. Now let's all sing Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops song.
Yippee! Sugar Pops!
They're sugar-coated, taste the sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Remember, Wranglers, eat Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops as a breakfast cereal with milk or cream, or right out of the box for a snack. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
It was late in the afternoon of the latest stagecoach robbery that Wild Bill and Jingles rode down into the main street of Silver City. But to anyone watching them ride in, they looked like two ordinary cowpunchers, a fact which had Jingles very confused and a little hot under the collar.
Doggone it anyway, Wild Bill Hickok. I don't understand you at all, and I don't like it.
What's the matter now, Jingles?
You stop 40 miles back and you pack up our buckskins and buy us these old jeans and shirts? Why, we don't look nothing like, well, just a couple of old cowpokes riding along the grub line.
And that's just what I want us to look like, partner.
But why?
Because people don't know us down in this country. I don't want them to know who we are until we have a chance to do some looking around.
Oh, like we was in disguise, huh?
That's the idea. Hey, wait a minute, partner. Looks like some excitement down by the Wells Fargo office.
Yeah, big crowd around that stagecoach.
Come on. Where there's excitement, there might be information. Hi, Buckshot.
Get up, Joker.
Now, don't give us away, Jingles. Remember, we're just roving cowpunchers.
No, I won't, Bill. I won't say a word.
Let's tie up our horses here, Jingles. Ooh, boy.
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Now, we'll just mosey over and sift into the crowd.
Yeah, ask questions, huh?
You better let me do the talking from now on.
Oh, no, I never get to say nothing. Can't I even ask somebody the time of day, huh, Bill?
All right, partner, the time of day, but that's all.
Yeah. Say, mister, could you tell me the time of day?
Easy, Jingles.
No, stranger, I couldn't.
Oh, couldn't, huh?
No, sir, I've been so busy with this ruckus caused by this stage robbery, I forgot the time.
Stage robbery? Bill.
Yeah, stage held up 5 miles north of town. Government gold box took. Driver and the messenger shot dead in the... Say, are you two strangers?
That's right, mister.
Just rode into town, huh?
Yeah, just drifting.
It could be the stage robbers yourselves. No, if this was done by the same one as the other ones, there's a lone bandit working by himself. And there's two of you, or, well, two and a half, anyhow.
Two and a half?
Yeah, you make about one and a half, I reckon. Huh. Anyhow, I ain't the law. I just run the Wells Fargo office. Leave it up to Wild Bill Hickok to catch the varmint, if he can.
Wild Bill Hickok?
Yeah.
Oh, Wild Bill can catch any dadgum road agent that ever...
Hold it, partner.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe he can, but he told me himself he was really stumped.
You saw Hickok yourself?
Sure I did. How else could he tell me that?
No, now you're local, mister.
Name is Ford, Sandy Ford. Oh. Like I said, I run the Wells Fargo office here in Silver City, and I ain't local.
I'm Bill Butler, Mr. Ford.
Butler,
And this is my partner, Jonesy.
Yeah, Jonesy?
Well, glad to meet you, gents. Gather up the rest of them packages and come on in and set a spell out of the heat.
Well, now, thank you. Been a long ride from Santa Fe.
Dump them things in the corner. I'll sort them out later.
Too bad you lost that gold box, Mr. Ford.
Yeah. I hope Wild Bill catches the owl hoot that took it.
When was Hickok here last?
Oh, he's in yesterday. Just checking up.
He know about the gold shipment coming in?
Well, sure. I keep Wild Bill posted so he could maybe get a line on the varmint that's holding up the stage.
Well, didn't this Wild Bill ever call for a posse to help him track the robbers?
No, sir. Not the marshal. Hickok works alone. Won't have nobody help him. No, sir.
Well, now, that just
Hold
ain't...
Hold it, partner.
Oh, almost put my foot in my mouth again.
You expect Marshal Hickok back in town, Mr. Ford? I'd sure like to meet him.
Sure, when he gets wind of this holdup, he'll come a-storming back here in a blistering hurry.
Yeah, I'll bet he will.
Oh, you'll know him easy. Wears buckskin, carries two of the biggest bone-handled 44s ever seen, rides a white horse.
Come on, partner. We'll stick around, and thanks, Mr. Ford.
See you later, gent.
Yeah, hey, if you see Wild Bill Hickok, tell him there's a couple of Jaspers named Butler and Jonesy that are just aching to give him a hand at hunting down that bandit.
Here's the place, partner. Ooh, Buckshot. All right, let's have a look around.
Yeah, this is it, all right, Bill. There's where the stagecoach stopped.
That's right. Here's the messenger's shotgun right where he dropped it.
When he was shot by that thieving owl hoot, huh?
Yeah. Over here is where the bandit rode up to meet the coach. Rode a heavy horse. Here's the printed gold box. The man wore pointed boots with a diamond mark in the heel.
He'd sure be uneasy right now if he knew how he was reading his life's history in them tracks.
His boots make about the same print mine do. Means he's about my size. And he's a cool one, Jingle.
How'd you figure that out, Bill?
He stopped to roll a cigarette before he climbed back on his horse. Here's some tobacco.
He won't be so cool when we find him.
And there's his trail leading up the hill on this side. All right, partner. That's enough here. That's right. Steady there, Buckshot.
Are we going back to town, Bill?
Not right now, Jingles. We'll follow that trail and see what we find first. All right, Buckshot, let's go.
Come on, Joker. Bill's on a trail. You know what that means. Pick him up now and move out! Oh! Bill, this trail leads right to that cabin.
That's right, Jingles. Better have your guns ready.
Loaded and ready to pop. Sooner we catch that varmint, the sooner I'll get back to find out more about that Jasper that's calling himself Wild Bill Hickok.
Who, Buckshot?
Oh, Joker, who? Oh, what's up, Bill?
Seems like if there was anybody in that cabin, they'd have started shooting by now.
Yeah, especially some dab-blasted road agent.
Well, let's have a look inside.
Oh, sure. Probably playing possum and he'll blow our heads off when we open that door.
We'll soon see.
Anybody in there, Bill?
No, partner. Come on in.
Well, Bill, somebody's been living here all right.
Sure.
You reckon it's the stagecoach bandit?
Yep, Jingles, I think it is. Look here.
Well, what'd you find, Bill?
Look at these boots. Just about my size, and there's a diamond mark in the heel. There's tobacco for a man that smokes a rolled cigarette.
Bill, look here under this bunk. A gold box.
Yeah, partner. I told you he was a cool one.
Left it here just like that, huh?
Yeah. Let's open it up.
Gold's gone, Bill. But there's a wallet in it. Belongs to somebody named Hagen. Ain't no gold.
Sure, he's not that dumb. Now let's look around. Come on outside.
Oh, what are we looking for?
Tracks. Hagen's tracks. Here they are.
Oh, well, what about them? They lead right out from the cabin.
Sure, but you notice anything?
No, just boot tracks, that's all.
But the boots were inside. These are different. He changed his boots, which means he changed his clothes, partner.
He did?
He sure did. Now things are beginning to add up. Come on, Jingles, let's get back to town fast.
Shipping coming all right?
Well, Bill Hickok, I've been waiting for you. Ain't you heard? The gold was took. Oh. Both the messenger and the driver was killed.
No. Now, ain't that a dad-blamed crime?
Dad burn right it is. You ought to catch the varmint that's holding up these stages. 4 gold boxes lost in that many weeks. And I got one going out tomorrow at sunup.
Oh, you have, huh? Well, maybe I'll catch him this time.
By the way, a couple of strangers was in today. Said they'd like to help you run that robber to ground.
2 strangers? Who were they? What did they look like?
Oh, one was average, about your size. T'other was big and strong as a bull. If you want some help, they might just be the man to...
Well, howdy, Mr. Ford. Thought we'd come back to... Hey, Bill, look, it's him, buckskins and all.
It's who, you big ape? Don't you know Wild Bill Hickok when you see him?
Huh. Oh, yeah, sure, I know him,
Hold it,
you...
Jonesy. You'll have to excuse my partner, Mr. Hickok. He was just surprised at seeing you face to face, that's all.
Yeah. Well, he'd better be careful. While Bill ain't known for being slow on the draw, I might have plugged him.
Yeah, partner, watch yourself.
No, sure, Bill. Almost forgot for a minute.
Mr. Hickok, these were the two gents I was telling you about. Shake hands with Mr. Butler and Jonesy.
Ah, so you're the two strangers who want to help Wild Bill track down a bandit, huh?
Oh, sure, we'd like to.
Well, how about you, Butler? You like that, too?
I might. Figure we might know enough to help you a little.
Yeah? And just what do you know about this robbery, gents?
Oh, we know plenty.
Easy, partner.
Oh, yeah, me and my big mouth.
Yeah, you and your big mouth might just land you in jail. Go ahead, Butler. Tell me what you know.
Well, I know that the holdup was staged by one man.
And that he was about as big as my partner.
Yeah, he just might have been.
And he stopped the stage about 5 miles out of town. And he was riding a fair heavy horse.
That's enough. You seem to know so much about this that I'm taking you to jail right now.
No, no, you're not.
Partner, don't draw.
Oh, wow.
Hey! Who shot that gun out of my hand?
I know, but I won't tell.
My partner must have got in a lucky shot, Mr. Hickok.
All right, don't move. Either one of you. Ford, get their guns and keep them here.
Yeah, I'll get them, Mr. Hickok.
Now, you two Jaspers march right straight for the jail. I'm having the sheriff lock you up. With another gold shipment going out in the morning, I'm taking no chances.
Doggone it, Bill. We ain't the ones that's supposed to be in jail.
Quiet, Jingles.
Well, I ain't gonna be quiet.
Jingles, now listen.
I don't want to listen.
Listen anyway.
Well?
The robber knew we were in here. He'd have lots of self-confidence, wouldn't he?
Well, maybe.
So, if we get out of here without his knowing it, we might be able to catch him in the act of a holdup.
Well, might ain't good enough. First, we gotta get out of this rat trap, and
hold
then
it,
I'll just...
Here comes the sheriff with our supper.
Well, at least that's something.
Now, follow my lead.
By rights, I ought not to feed you varmints and killers at all. But the law says I got her.
No, now, we ain't that bad, Sheriff.
Wild Bill says you are, and that's good enough for me.
We sure want to thank you, Sheriff. You can just put the grub right down over here.
Grab him, Jesus. Hey.
Sorry, Sheriff. We've got business to do. Come on, partner. Shut that cell door. Gag him first.
You can't do this to me.
And I guess I'll have to take his guns till we can get ours. All right, come on.
Doggone it, Bill. I didn't even get my supper.
Don't worry about that, Jingles. We've got a big night ahead of us.
Wranglers, here's a very extra special message for you, direct from Wild Bill Hickok himself. Wild Bill says it's not how much breakfast you eat in the morning, it's what kind of a breakfast you eat that helps decide whether you're going to grow up big and strong and healthy. And you sure enough know what kind of cereal Wild Bill and Jingles eat of a morning. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, of course. Yes, Siri Wranglers, Wild Bill and Jingles eat Kellogg's Sugar Pops with milk or cream for breakfast, and they eat them right out of the box for a snack, too. Both ways, out of the bowl or out of the box, Kellogg's Sugar Pops are delicious because the sweetening's already on them. No sugar to add. Kellogg's Sugar Pops are tops. Tops for taste and tops for vitamins and minerals and food energy. Easy to chew, too. They're crispy and crunchy. Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Get Mom to rustle up several boxes for your ranch house. Now let's all join in singing our Kellogg Sugar Corn Pop song.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh boy, they're neat.
Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out, pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are pops.
Keep in mind what Wild Bill said, Wranglers. It's not how much, it's what kind of a breakfast you eat that counts. So eat the kind of cereal breakfast Wild Bill and Jingles eat. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Having been jailed by the phony Wild Bill Hickok, the real Wild Bill and his partner Jingles waited until the sheriff brought their supper, grabbed him, then made their escape, leaving the sheriff locked in their cell.
Bill, what are we hiding in the stable for?
There's a stagecoach that takes the gold out in the morning, Jingles.
Well, where's that phony Wild Bill Hickok?
I don't know.
But it's not sun up yet. What are we going to do?
Hitch up these horses and take this stagecoach out on the road, just like it was loaded with gold.
Bill, you ain't said nothing for 4 miles. Ain't you gonna tell me what this is all about? You got me as confused as a June bug in a whirlwind.
Just keep your eyes open for a holdup, Jingles. It's gonna happen, it's not long off.
You're expecting that we're gonna get held up with that thing?
That's right, partner, and if we don't, we've been following a dead trail. There's our bandit, Jingles, right on time.
Riding down out of the hill.
That's right. I'll let him get right on us. Don't pull that hog leg till I say so.
He's getting close to the road.
Whoa, now.
Oh, Billy's wearing a mask.
Most of them do, partner.
Stop stalling and throw down that box before I blast you.
Well, don't get so all fired anxious.
We don't have any box, Hagen.
Hagen? Now you just signed your death warrant, mister.
Bill, look out. He's getting away.
Oh, no, he isn't.
What a jump. You landed right on his back.
Now come down off of that horse, you coyote. I've got a score to settle with you.
You ain't settling.
That's what you think, Hagen.
Give it to him, Bill!
Nosey cowpuncher, I'm gonna push your face in!
Your time runs out right now!
Ooh-wee. That put him away, Bill. Boy, was he surprised.
Yeah, and if you take that mask off of him, you might be surprised too, Jingle.
Huh? Well, then I'll do it. There. Well, I'll be a brother to a blue-nosed mule. Bill, that's the phony Wild Bill we saw at the Wells Fargo office.
That's right, partner. His real name is Hagen. He had a sweet little plan all worked out. As a U.S. Marshal, he could find out when the gold was shipped, then come out and hold up the stage.
But why didn't nobody catch him?
Because he'd go back in town, tell him he was out working alone as Bill Hickok could chase him down.
Now, ain't that a slick idea?
That's the reason he was so cool about the whole thing, Jingle.
Well, he's going to be cooler than that when we get him locked up in the cooler. Holy hop toads, Bill. We better hurry back to town. We got the sheriff tied up back there.
We sure have, Jingles. We better get moving.
Now, ain't he going to be surprised when the real Wild Bill Hickok comes in leading the Wild Bill Hickok he knew, and that Wild Bill was a robber, and you're the Wild Bill Hickok that caught him, and... Well, now, wait a minute. Doggone it. Now, I'm all mixed up. But it don't make no difference anyway.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
We'll be with you again on Friday, folks, with another Wild Bill Hickok story for you. What is it, Andy?
Oh, it's about a treasure map, Guy, and all the fighting and trouble it causes. We call it the Treasure Map War.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you remember to ask Mom to get a big package of the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
In the bright yellow packages with the picture of Guy and me right on the front. Eat them out of a bowl for breakfast or right out of the box as a snack. Either way, you don't need sugar.
Andy and I think Sugar Pops are great, huh, Andy?
You bet we do.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Leo Curley, John Stevenson, Tim Graham, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Rice Krispies presents Wild Bill Hickok in The Treasure Map War.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.